are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're now 40 seconds into the third hour of this global transmission against tyranny, and wow, do we have an amazing guest in the first hour. From Keeping Bare Arms, exposing the NRA's plan to destroy the Second Amendment. I mean, it's right out in the open now for total gun registration, not being able to leave your house with your handguns. That's their pro-Second Amendment defenses. A bunch of news on Terry Schiavo, who they want to take her feeding tube away. In fact, they did it today. They're going to kill her, despite the fact she's begging for food. And we'll get more into that. We'll get more into all the developments here. They got these hit pieces on CBS about how homeschooling's evil. We got the lead counsel for the Homeschool Legal Defense Foundation and Fund coming on. Right now, let's go to the calls. And I guess who's up next here, Mark? David in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Several things I've been waiting to mention, but your First Amendment or Second Amendment guest in the first hour prompted me to tell you that we had a discussion on the radio. I'm an amateur radio operator, and we talk about things on a regular basis like this. And it seems that Neil Knox himself was recently in attendance at a NRA meeting, and I take it that he was formerly chairman of the NRA, is that right?
He was formerly on the board.
Well, anyway, he was a prominent member, very prominent member of the NRA, and he had a point to make, and it had to do with the kind of things that your first guest was talking about, and he was literally shouted down by the people that were running the discussion, in spite of the fact that many of the members in the audience were standing up and yelling, "Let him speak, let him speak." So I really hope that you do get Neil Knox on the air to talk about the NRA. I think that would be a very timely thing to do at this point.
The NRA is an abominable organization, getting more gun control passed than Sarah Brady and pushing the exact agenda of her. Registering all handguns, making you have a license to have them, and not letting you leave your home with them. They argue this in federal court, and they're being worshipped?
You know, there's a problem, I think, that you touch on this a lot, but people really are programmed by the mainstream media.
They're programmed by labels.
Yeah, they are.
You heard Angel Shemaiah. He's been accused of being a liberal because he's no compromise on the Second Amendment. I am getting sick of this.
Somehow,
how stupid are neocons?
Somehow there are these people that are presented to us as conservatives. And because they are presented to us that way, or because they have a little R next to their
name. What we've got is group thinkers. I know group thinkers that have got George Bush and NRA stickers on their car. They'll admit they're taking our guns, but go, "Well, I guess it's all right."
So if you go against these human icons, you're against the principles that we're told that they stand for, even though the principles are clearly violated by these
people. Yeah, it's form over substance.
Exactly. Personality over substance. Cults of personality, I guess you might say, you know. To quote a certain terrible person from the past. The other thing is, a caller earlier mentioned that the Arnold Schwarzenegger election in California and the suggestion that the United States Constitution be changed so that people like him, not born in this country, could be could hold the highest office.
Well, yeah, there's editorials everywhere about how wonderful Arnold would be as our president.
Yeah, well, one of your callers mentioned that this was actually in the movie Demolition Man, you know, that was back in the early 90s. And sure enough, I watched this thing, and it absolutely is. This thing foreshadows exactly that.
It's all New World Order. It's everything's for your best interest. Yeah. You're totally straight-jacketed by the New World Order. Yeah, they're just throwing it in your face. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. We got another guest coming up, but we'll get to your calls quickly. I've been getting better and better about that, and We'll just continue to stand up for liberty and freedom. We can win this thing if you guys get involved and become leaders yourselves.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a scientifically crafted global system run out of the UN and UNESCO, funded and financed by the big global banks, publicly stating in their own white papers that they're confident that you'll never read or research, stating they want to break up the family, break up sovereignty, bring us into the Pan-American Union through the Free Trade Group of the Americas. They want to take your private property under the guise of environmentalism. They want to disarm you in the name of safety when they know full well gun control brings in more crime, which then brings in more of their police state. And the analogy I give you of this information war, not just this culture war, is all of you are patriots, are Christians, are freedom lovers, with your weapons, with your rocket launchers in the info war, and the warheads you carry are the truth that can shatter some of the biggest capital ships and armored juggernauts of the globalist. The CNNs, the ABCs, the Foxes. And in this information war, it's fire and forget, folks. Engage the enemy. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, as Pat Buchanan said many years ago. Get out there. Wake people up. Put up websites. Call the talk radio shows. Get your own show. Make documentary films. Do newsletters. Go into the local gun groups. Recruit them to your own organization. Go down to your legislature. Sit in on court cases. Go down to the family courts. Read what the school curriculum is. Look at the textbooks of your children. Get your children out of the public schools. There's millions of us. Just do something. They've got this hero image in our minds of an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Sylvester Stallone killing 100 enemies by themselves, and, you know, this archetypal image of Samson or this archetypal image of Hercules, you know, smiting the entire army. Well, I like to use a real analogy of when the Persians came in and just a couple hundred Greeks held them off for 3 days, or the Alamo. Those are real examples, and I'm willing to be those 300, okay? What about you? How about those 3 million? I know there's tens of millions of you. I know 80-plus percent of you are against open borders. 80-plus percent of you are against all this gun control. But it doesn't matter, because we're not a democracy. Our republic, even if 80% were against freedom, our republic protects those individual rights. We're losing those rights. We're becoming more Soviet than the Soviet Union. We're adopting all the programs, all the plans. So go into this, go into this system, go up against the enemy in the info war and crush them, smash them, blow off their treads, climb up on top of the tanks, rip open the top of their compartment, throw the info bombs in, decimate the enemy, crush them, smash them, annihilate them. They're criminals, they're murdering slobs, they're degenerate trash and filth. And all it takes is you getting involved and speaking out against them to stop them. Now again, that's my analogy. In the information war, putting up websites, making phone calls, writing letters, supporting organizations is the equivalent of sitting there on a big artillery piece and firing it and blowing their lies to pieces. And the globalists say in their own policy reports that 90% of warfare is psychological now, and it is. They brag they've got outposts in our minds. We've got outposts in their minds. And let me tell you, I talked to the troops and the police and the school teachers and the firefighters and the administrators, and they're concerned. They're afraid. And it just takes you being the first to step across the line in your area so more will step across behind you. You got to be the first one to raise your hand. You got to be the first one to say, I'm in. I volunteer. Mark Twain said it best in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Now, I want to thank Chris Klicka, Chief Legal Counsel, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, for holding while I went through that three-minute diatribe. Let me just read part of this article. We'll go to him. CBS warns of homeschoolers' dark side, and Dan Rather, the globalist creature from Austin, Texas, began with, well, we've heard about the successes, but what about the dark side of this unregulated thing? And then he gives a couple of examples of trash that mistreated their children and said they were homeschoolers. But what about one public school, the horrible stuff that goes on there? Out of millions of homeschoolers in the last decade, they pick a couple cases and say it's got to be regulated, it's got to be shut down. They're freaking out, folks. They're panicking. They're saying your children belong to them while they turn the public schools into purveyors of filth and degeneracy and evil and have your children write dossiers on you. Chris Klicka, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
I'm sorry for that rant, though, but I just felt one coming on and couldn't stem it.
No, that's quite all right.
Sir, first just tell us about the organization. We've had you on before, what we're facing, and the massive move from Illinois to California to Texas to attack homeschooling and now the propaganda offensives.
Sure. I'm senior counsel with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and we're dedicated to protecting the rights of parents to choose homeschooling. And so we're involved in much litigation and legislative battles in all 50 states each year on behalf of homeschool families and on parental liberty and religious freedom issues. We also have a presence in Capitol Hill in Congress, and we work with Congress on various bills that will protect your liberties. And we've had just God has blessed us with tremendous success. But as you have said many times in your program, the enemy is alive and well, and they're not letting up. Even though when we started homeschooling, family started homeschooling 20 years ago, HSLDA was started 20 years ago, and it was only legal in 5 states, even though we won the battle in the courts and the legislatures to make it legal in all 50 states, the National Education Association, CBS, other kinds of big organizations that have prejudice against homeschooling, the social worker system, pressure the homeschoolers, try to put them out of business. And the latest thing we've had to deal with here is the CBS's report that they had these last 2 nights called The Dark Side of Homeschooling, where they have connected homeschooling with homicide, homeschooling with child abuse. They're saying the two equal one another, and it's a complete mischaracterization of the homeschool movement. The first program that Dan Rather had showed a family from North Carolina who 2 years ago, talk about old, outdated report, 2 years ago they the oldest child killed his two siblings and then killed himself, and they called themselves homeschoolers. They lived in a squalid trailer. They had been visited by the social service agents 11 times. The social workers knew what was going on. They didn't stop them. They didn't prosecute
them.
That's
what they do. I've noticed if it's a bad family, that they leave them alone. Good family, they come after you. And by fiat, without a law, they've been trying to just say you can't homeschool. And this is all they've got, is one or two cases out of tens of millions that have homeschooled the last 10 years, on average over 2 million a year. This is all they've got, when the statistics show the public schools are 100 times more dangerous.
Oh, you're not kidding. We just did some looking on the web to see how many kids commit suicide in the public school. It's in the thousands of kids that are doing this. How many children are victims of violent crime in the public school? 1.9 million a year. I mean, this is ludicrous to pick on this one family who said they're homeschooling. By the way, they were truant in North Carolina. They didn't even file the minimal requirements of the homeschool law.
What had happened is you got trash that not sending their children to school, not homeschooling, not private schooling, and that's criminal. What they did was criminal because they were neglecting their children. That's a criminal matter, not for the social services.
That's right. And to make the logical conclusion, these people said they were homeschooling, therefore homeschoolers are...
Well, we had J.C. Penney. I'm sorry. We had J.C. Penney with the homeschooled, with the trailer, with school spelled wrong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And they're taking pot shots at the homeschoolers because the homeschoolers are really showing them up. The homeschoolers are mere moms and mere dads that are training their children in a very excellent and complete and thorough way. These homeschool kids are getting into colleges throughout the United States of America. Their standardized test scores outshine the public schools. Every single study that's been done over the last 18 years, by 20 to 30 points higher, their average. The homeschoolers are winning the spelling bees. They're winning the geography beast. And these are just mere parents. These are people outside the system. They're not certified teachers because
they don't
need to be.
Chris, I know a lot of wealthy people that are homeschooling. I mean, it's not just something that Christian conservatives are doing.
That's right. It's all across the board. It's just moms and dads who love their kids.
I know a lot of hippies that homeschool. I mean, it's liberals, it's conservatives, it's Christians, and aren't they really just panicking because of the mass exodus out of their cesspools?
I think that's part of it, definitely, because there's 2 million children now that aren't in the public schools that are in the homeschool movement now. That's a loss of money. That's a loss of revenue to these local school districts. And so, you know, there's a financial incentive that's behind some of this, and there's a philosophical bias that is going to be hard to change, and that the elite in our culture still think the only way you can be educated is to go to the public school. They think the only way you're going to not be a child abuser is to have big government, big mother, looking in your window.
Well, we know Hitler was against just local schools.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Stalin was against local schools. I mean, this is a product of an out of control controlling government, is it not?
Oh, it is. Hitler, one of the first things he did was he outlawed private education. Any family that resisted, he took their children away and put them in his orphanages to train up his Hitler youth. So this is a common occurrence in countries that have gone through tyrannies, is to eliminate private education, including home education.
That's it. Another key indicator of tyranny. Stay there, sir. I really appreciate Chris Klecka joining us. He's the lead counsel for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. We'll tell you about their website and a lot more when we get back. Got a lot more coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, I was reading over some of the comments again on the CBS propaganda specials they've had the last two nights in a row. And they say they deliberately keep them out of the public eye because the children do have injuries that are visible and they don't want to be seen, said Herman Giddens, the local social worker child-grabbing organization, which is five times more likely to abuse children than even public schools. Its most dangerous place to be is in their custody. Monday's report included comments from Hal Young, president of North Carolina's for Home Education. He said most parents are loving and doing a very good job. And he says he doesn't see a connection based on one very tragic, unfortunate case. And they say, I think there's so little supervision that they really are not protecting those kids. So what they're saying is, you see, the homeschoolers really want to torture their children, and they're not in the public eye, and there's no one over them, see. So now we've all got to be in the public eye, all in these communal organizations, so we can all watch each other. Without everyone watching each other, things get real bad. We heard that in East Germany. So they're going to use this, and they admit it, for regulation of homeschooling. Got to have those social workers in your life. You're not a criminal, but they got to be in your house without a warrant because the children will suffer if you don't do this. Chris Klicka, lead counsel for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, comments to that.
Yes, I had a situation just recently in Florida where it was an innocent family. They were being investigated based on an anonymous tip by a social worker. And as I ran the gauntlet for the family and stood in the gap here and kept the social worker away from them and out of their home, this is what the social worker said is why these people were suspected of abuse and why they needed forced parenting classes through the local social service system. And here's the reasons were. Number one, they had a large family. And that it had four children. Number two was that they were homeschooling, so their children didn't have contact with certified professionals on a regular basis to determine if, you know, the parenting that was going on was proper. Those were the two key indicators.
And by the way, that's admitting that the school—that's admitting that the school officials and counselors are basically spies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's what it also is saying is we don't trust parents. We want the government looking in every home, and that
who is five times more likely to abuse children, according to major studies that were even in Time magazine.
Oh yeah, you're not kidding. The amount of abuse that goes on in the juvenile homes that they put kids in, they yank them out of their homes with little or no evidence, is far higher. It far exceeds the real abuse that goes on in homes. It's just
well, the feds
phenomenal.
Say five times. I'd say you're one of the national experts because you're in it.
Yep.
What's your number? They say the government says five times more likely. Of course, they don't publicize that
right.
Generally.
Right. That's very accurate.
Would you say it's worse than five times?
I'd say it's probably 10 times more likely that a child's going to be abused in a foster care situation. I'll put it this way. In Kansas, they had statistics that showed 56% of the children were at risk in the foster homes that they were being placed in. So you got a 50-50 chance that your kid will be, who isn't abused, when he gets pulled away from you, that he will be abused.
What about Chris? UNESCO says the family's a disease, must be eradicated. That's their official document and charter. The Calhoun Reader, the Bible of social workers when they go to college, is the quote, family belongs to the age of barbarism, the state to the future, we must break the family up. I mean, these are subversive people.
Yep, that's a shame that CBS is falling for their line. And one of the main people they interviewed in their report on the quote-unquote dark side of homeschooling was a lady that was one of the social workers involved as a child advocate. And these people have a philosophical bias. They believe that, just like Hillary Clinton always said, they believe that the government, as she said, the village, it takes a village to raise a child. And she doesn't mean parents, she means social workers.
Yeah, the village is the government.
That's right.
That's five times more likely to abuse your child. The homeschools are the safest thing in the country, well documented. The corporations are begging for them when they get out of college. Well, it's like the young 15-year-old graduating from college, 3.84. They're trying to take her from her family right now.
Oh yeah, it's just ridiculous. We're having a big battle in New York over that whole college situation. They're trying to force children in New York who've been accepted to New York universities, who are honor students, that before they graduate they have to go back and take a GED just because they're homeschoolers. I mean, this
sir,
is...
can you do because I got a bunch of callers here and I got a bunch of the news, but can you do about 10 more minutes because I want to get into that?
Sure.
And then I want to give out your website a bunch. I'm going to do that this segment. And callers, be patient. You know this is important. Folks, the statistics, the numbers, the facts, the common sense, the biblical nature. We've got a bunch of communist filth trying to destroy the family in their own textbooks. Arrest them!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Everything is done in the name of safety. Everything is done in the name of security. The bigger the government gets, the less safety, the less security you get. You don't get safety when you give up liberty. You get tyranny, folks. We're talking to Chris Klucka. He's the head counselor for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And we're going to spend a few more minutes with him. Then I'll go to Clyde in Colorado and others that are holding and shift gears into some other news we haven't gotten to yet and some of our other top stories, a recap here in the last 25 minutes or so. But, Chris, the website or how folks get involved or how do people homeschool, just key info before we get into how they're now targeting honor roll people graduating from college at 13, 15, 16, trying to stop this, trying to grab children they were unable to dumb down.
Yeah. The webpage for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association is hslda.org. That's hslda.org. And we have a just a multitude of informative parts to that web page that will show you the studies on how well homeschoolers are doing. It'll show you all what your legal rights are to homeschool. It'll give you tips on this, that, and the other.
And even if you're not homeschooling, it's good to know your rights.
That's right. You got to know your rights because there's a lot of people who want to take them away. And then you can also call, if you want, 540-338-5600. That's 540-338-5600, and we'll give you a free homeschool packet on how to get started, the laws of your state, the all the information you need to be part of homeschool legal defense. You can also join online. If you're part of homeschool legal defense, we got about 80,000 families nationwide. They're members. We guarantee them legal representation if we run into any, if they run into any trouble. And the membership fee enables us to be in all 50 state legislatures, monitoring, lobbying, fighting for your rights before Congress, fighting for your rights
and in the courts. I'm sorry.
And in the courts across the land. So it's a good investment in protecting our liberties.
And you guys have really had got a lot of good laws passed, countered these murderers on a lot of different. And when I say murderers, I mean the CPS murders a lot of children. A lot of them die in their custody. They throw toddlers in mental institutions for no reason. If they cry for mommy, it's called mental illness. They put them on lithium. I mean, some of the horrors that they've been caught engaged in, sir.
That's right. It's CPS has had a lot of abuse in their own hands. And that's what's so awful about the CBS special is that they're trying to act like these people who are so-called homeschoolers, they're just truants and not homeschooling, but they're trying to cover up for the CPS. CBS is covering up for the CPS. CPS was involved in this case. In fact, in the very few murders involving so-called homeschoolers in the last 10 years, there was maybe 10 or 15 kids total over the last 10 years. And in every one of those situations, the social workers were very involved. And the liability really falls on their doorstep. They didn't do anything to stop the real abuse of these abusive families.
Now, two developments I've seen, and then I want to get into targeting young people that are graduating from college. When the spider finds out that a fly missed the web. But two trends. I see it in the media, shows like Judging Amy. Every time I see it, they're targeting evil homeschoolers who are terrorists or devil worshippers or abusers. The whole show is about how homeschooling's bad and how great it is to take people's children. Shows like 24, shows like The Threat Matrix, they take the terrorist children, the CPS are the heroes. We're seeing a real attempt to sell this to people in the media. Can you comment to the propaganda just in the media, not just CBS, but in the dramas and in the sitcoms against homeschoolers?
Oh, yeah. There was just this summer, there was a sitcom about homeschooling, and it was called The O'Keefes, and it made it look like the homeschoolers were families that isolated their kids. They were religious nuts, and their children were completely unsocialized and didn't know how to talk to their peers. That's a shame, but that's kind of what Hollywood likes to do with Christians. It's what Hollywood likes to do with successful alternatives to those who don't want to follow the system and be part of the system.
But so, see, sir, I didn't even know about the O'Keefes. Mm-hmm. I don't, sir, I'm not mm-hmm. kidding. I've watched 2 hours of TV maybe a week. Mm-hmm. Every time I turn it on, I see it. Is that all that's on TV now?
Well, it seems like there's a lot of trash, and you'll find that many, if not most, homeschool families don't even watch TV anymore. They go to the radio, they go to the newspaper to get their information.
But shouldn't that send a chill down everybody's spine that the propaganda isn't just lacing CBS in the newspaper? The Chicago Tribune hit piece of last year, it's lacing the sitcoms and dramas.
Oh, yeah. What it is, I think, is if you follow the money, the child welfare systems are they have so much money. The child advocacy groups, the child rights groups, they got so much money. And the reason they do is because everybody thinks that these are the groups that are protecting the children. So if they can save one children, you know, they're going to support all the efforts to pass draconian regulations and controls of the individual family.
But in truth, they're the abusers with the most dangerous group to be around is them.
That's right. When you let the government control and run things, that's their tendency.
Well,
you
look at the Soviet Union.
Limited.
They always went into the orphanages with the, you know, naked children wallowing around in their own affluent. I mean, we all saw that. That's what Hitler and the Soviets and the Chinese do. And now we're going to have it here.
Well, with our all of us banding together, we're not going to have it here. That's what we're working on, and that's why it's good to have programs like this where people can get.
Well, I want folks to know, Chris, I'm not exaggerating. I study this. You study this. I mean, can we overstress how horrible these people really are?
I don't think we can overstress, and that's why we need to be part of Homeschool Legal Defense, so we can band together, so we can have the finances to successfully fight back, and we have. We've been winning. If you look through on the homeschool movement, you see nothing but victory upon victory upon victory, less and less control over individual families,
but we're
more and
seeing
more freedom.
Massive counterattacks forming.
That's right. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that we're winning, and that's why all the more we got to stand together and not get apathetic.
Well, you know, they're trying color of law. California just said, well, no more homeschooling. You got to go to us to get a teacher certification from a college to do it. There's no law. They just say do it. What happened with that?
The homeschooling, when the state superintendent last year took big pot shots at homeschooling, tried to say you couldn't do it anymore, we unleashed a huge campaign on the state legislature, and we prevented any kind of legislation from being introduced that would have regulated homeschooling. So
they're still directing.
Failed.
They're still directing the child kidnapping agents, the CPS, to go with color of law and harass homeschoolers. How do you counter that?
Well, good news is on Capitol Hill, we were able to get two amendments attached to the big child welfare bill that they pass every 5 years. And those two amendments require all 50 state child welfare systems to do two things. One, they have to tell the family what the allegation is when they first investigate them, instead of their tricks that they've been using where they say, oh, we're not going to tell you why we're here until you let us in your house and waive your Fourth Amendment rights and let us interrogate and strip search your children separately. Well, they can't do it anymore. They're going to have to tell the allegations at the beginning. And then number two, all social workers in America now, because of this amendment that we passed at the federal level, all social workers in America have to be trained in their duty to protect the parental rights and Fourth Amendment rights of those that they are investigating.
Also here in Texas, you don't have to take vaccines anywhere in the country. They're trying it in D.C., but they try to, through color of law, claim you do when they all have the waiver in the desk drawer of the principal or the nurse. Now what's happened is CPS kept grabbing children of parents who wouldn't take the shots for the children in Texas. Governor Perry, under massive pressure, is why he did it, but we commend him, signed a bill that they can't take your children for not taking vaccines because there was no law, but they had to write a law say stop breaking the law.
That's right. Homeschoolers were working behind the scenes to get the legislation passed in order to give an exemption for parents to not have their children immunized if they felt it was harmful. And the bad guys attempted last minute to kill this bill, but it came to no avail. So, yeah, you do have that freedom now in Texas.
Well, I mean, look, the point is where you get active, folks, we're able to back them off. Last question, sir. We really appreciate you coming on, Chris Klicka. Lead counsel there at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And if you don't get riled up as a human being about your young, something's wrong with you. Folks, if this doesn't get you angry, even if you're not a parent or if you're a grandparent, something's wrong with you. We see all over the country they're targeting homeschoolers who are getting the 3.8s, 3.9s from Texas to New York to Illinois. They try to go in and block the colleges from issuing degrees because the children didn't go to the government indoctrination centers. The case of the family who I interviewed up in New York, number one, where is that? And, I mean, is this blowing up in the face of the child grabbers?
Definitely.
So where is that case right now?
Which case was this?
The one in New York with the girl with the 3.84.
We've got the case. We filed the case, and excuse me, there's two cases going on. There's one involved what you said. We've got another case, and that case is still pending. It it's questionable exactly which direction it's going to go. There's some other factors that make that a more difficult case.
Well, sir, the question is, what planet does CPS come from in New York that they will target someone with a 3.84 at college, a lot of friends, doing great, and they want to criminally charge the dad for abuse for not putting her in public school?
That's because they've got a system there that they don't want anybody to mess with them. And so they take on anyone, even though it's illogical, even though it's against what the whole purpose of the law was in the
first place.
Even
though it's bad PR, they're just so robotic. It's like the police out writing tickets in New York during the power outage.
That's right. We've got a case now, the Owens case that we filed against the New York Department of Education and the Board of Regents, where a student is heading for graduation this year, honor student, and he's being told he cannot graduate unless he gets a GED. They cut him off at the knees midway through the school year with a new policy, and we're trying to turn that back.
And by the way, there are people that get medical degrees who never finish college. There are people who pass the bar who never went to college. Abraham Lincoln never went to school and went right to his bar. This is the universities were always separate and did what they wanted to. If they said you pass the bar, they're the experts. They give you the diploma.
Right.
This is another giant power grab here by the state.
Mm-hmm. That's right. This is just another example, and we could give you many more on our webpage at hslda.org. We've got a lot of these stories that shows big government trying to take away the rights of the individuals. And so we've got to stand in the gap together. We've got to join forces, and that's why it's so important to be part of HSLDA, support your radio work and the like, because together we can make a difference. If we all sit there and stew over how bad things are getting, nothing is going to change, and it will get worse.
Exactly, but with great folks like you and the active members you've got, it's going to get better.
Amen.
Chris Kalicka, thank you for coming on. We look forward to having you back on in the future, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks for your good work.
Take care. And you know what? And I'm about to go to Clyde and others and cover some final news, but what he just said is so important. In fact, as soon as he was gone, I was going to say this. Why is this radio show important? Because I have, every day, I had Keep and Bear Arms Up, a real Second Amendment group. I have JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms. I have Larry Pratt up. They don't give me a red cent. I have the Homeschool Legal Defense Association up. They get lots of members, lots of support. People learn about it, learn their rights. All we ask is that you spread the word about the show, that you spread the word about the videos and the books, and that you support us financially, because I got staff, I got people, I'm working ridiculously amount. I mean, I work all the time. I am so committed. I am a zealot. I am an extremist. I am a worshiper of liberty and freedom. I hate tyranny. I hate evil. I can't stand it. It's driving me up the wall. I see it for what it is, right out in the open. I read their handbooks where they say they're going to enslave you and your family and laugh about it. Now, I know we can take this country back. And I'm telling you, some of the best tools we've got are my videos. And if you haven't gotten them, come on. We need your support, but that's secondary. These things are waking up 90% of those that see them. Amazing conversion rates. I've got 9 films, a couple other videos I carry by other people, great books, Fritz Springmeier and Tex Mars and Paul Watson, and book I've written. And I got great pro-Second Amendment T-shirts and anti-tyranny T-shirts and bumper stickers, and all of it's about getting the word out. That's what I traffic in, is information, the truth, fighting evil. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse what we have to offer. If you've supported us in the past, support us again. If you got my videos and haven't made copies, make some copies. That's the most important thing. Get them out to opinion makers in your area, talk show hosts, sheriffs, police officers. Because they're not all evil. They're compartmentalized. They're like Nazis. A lot of Nazis, you know, who fought on the front lines, who did this, they really thought they were good people. They didn't understand. They had been incrementally turned into demons. We gotta look. It's like Saul of Tarsus, the oppressor of the Christians, on his horse on the road to Damascus. God hits him with a thunderbolt, a giant download of info. This happened to a lot of people. I mean, I had similar experiences when I was very young. And just, who was it? Churchill talked about you know, almost everyone in their lives are hit by the truth and knocked over in the ditch, but most people get up, brush themselves off, and go about their business as if nothing happened. It's that unusual, dynamic individual that has changed. And so you ought to ask God to knock you off your horse. I know they can change your life, BATF and FBI and NSA and CIA. You know, you think you're good, but look at what you're really involved in. Look at the system that you are a cellular part of. And I just pray God will knock you off your horse. Knock you off hard! I mean hard! Because just evil's all around us. They're pulling tubes out of people begging for food. They're slaughtering babies in mass all over the place. The governments are engaging in biological warfare against us. Just psychotic behavior everywhere. Gun grabbing, just... Folks, I study the evil in the New World Order. It is so massive. It is so complete. Stop being naive out there. Just get my videos. Just get them and make copies. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Get the videos. Get them out to your friends. Get them out to your family. Make copies of the films. And yes, secondarily, support this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, folks. We'll be right back with a final segment with some final key news. Stay with me.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war, folks. Defending my family. I got to fight the New World Order to do that. Something's wrong with you if you're not awake to what's going on. You have to be blind. We're about to go to Clyde. He's been holding for like an hour, and so much news. I've got big Indian newspaper here reporting about the admissions of the Bushes robbing Indian burial grounds for skulls, for rituals. It's mainstream news reported by, speaking of the devil, CBS. Also, just so much other stuff. But right now, let's go to Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hey, I think everybody probably should consider going to the record of the House of Representatives from March 9th, 1933, downloading it and reading what happened in 1933. You're probably familiar with it, Alex.
The War Powers Act, total martial law, state police set up under federal control?
Absolutely. As a condition, just simply put, as a condition of bankruptcy, the globalists, the bankers, essentially put all property in the United States in a giant trust.
And then they began to set up the police state to extract that wealth and control the slaves.
Right, exactly. I often hear people refer, and it's even sometimes even you use it and other people frequently use it, there's private property in the United States. There are, with the exception of the 9 Federal Reserve banks and anything the Federal Reserve directly owns, there is no private property.
12 Federal Reserve banks.
Or whatever there are. 12. What I'm saying is that when you look at Black's Law Dictionary, you go back into common law and you look up a definition of private property, it means that property that has no encumbrance, or as we modernly interpret, a lien.
And so the entire wealth of the country has massive liens and is now being brought into a shearing phase of the sheep, one of many such shearings that is going to be very painful.
Well, that's why that actually nobody has ownership in America of any piece of property, nothing.
Yeah, well, you get the receipt
we have
of
a
title.
Right of what we
you
call
get the receipt of title, the receipt
right.
of deed.
You have the right of use under certain conditions that were imposed in that that time period.
Yeah, it's all privilege.
Exactly.
Building permits and zoning. It's feudalism. It's serfdom.
Right.
Hold on a second. It's an important point you're bringing up. I want everybody to go to their Encyclopedia Britannica and look at the definition of feudalism and go, wow. Go ahead.
It is absolute feudalism, and I would, again, recommend, particularly to homeschoolers and anybody, just go to the Congressional Record, and you'll find, if you can find the testimony or the comments of two members of the House, I believe from Tennessee and Minnesota, you will find out that that's exactly what was going on. And of course, the 48 states, governors signed executive orders. Ed Johnson did it here in the early July 1933, and of course the legislature sent people in, and they did it, I guess, I don't know if they were ignorant at the time.
Let me stop you. Look, the state police in the 48 at the time, this is admitted, were chartered by the federal government.
Right.
Licensing began.
Right.
This was the feds, kind of a second reconstruction.
Right. It was an extension of the first reconstruction, right, exactly.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, Ollie.
Amazing points. Up to speed, sir. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
You too, bud. Again, Mary Schiavo, Schindler's her real name. They pulled her tube today, and she'll be dead in a week or two. There in Florida, and she's been begging for food and stuff. There's video of her opening her eyes and crying when she sees her mommy, but they rarely allow in to see her. And just horrible, but we've got Wesley Smith coming on the show about that. China's launched a rocket on a historic mission. China launched its first manned space flight today and became only the third country to put a man into orbit. And then judges are ordering that there's not just attorney-client privilege, but now reporters on any criminal case, not just terrorism, have to hand over everything to anybody that orders it or demands it. That should be resisted. That's horrible to the free press. And just a lot more we didn't have time to get to, but it's on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Dynamic broadcast today. Great calls, great guests, great affiliates, great sponsors, great listeners, number one. And I'll see you all back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, right here on this network, same station, same time. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible for